Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. Hello, this is Darren Mitchell and you're listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. This is episode number 149. So I just want to give a shout out to everybody who's been plugging in and sending feedback in to me via different methods, whether it be text, over the phone, via email and via LinkedIn. Greatly appreciate it, and I hope the messages that I'm recording every day, 5 days a week, have been valuable and helping you on your journey to becoming an exceptional sales leader. Now, what's really interesting, I've got a lot of people who are listening to the podcast who are not actually in sales, but as we keep talking about, a lot of the principles we talk about, a lot of the principles as leaders that we put in place, and certainly from a cultural point of view, these skill sets, these principles, these values are always transferable. So it doesn't matter whether you're a sales leader or whether you're just a leader in an organization, managing people, leading people, or in fact, if you're an individual contributor. It's all about influence, and it's about how we can influence in the most productive way to get both outcomes for the team first and foremost, but in the process help people become better, and in that process help us as leaders take our leadership to an exceptional level. So I just wanted to give a shout out to, I really appreciate you listening in, and hopefully, as I said, keeps delivering a value for you. So on yesterday's podcast, we went through a process that I take clients through in relation to eliciting their values and thinking about what's important to them that can be done both as an individual, as a leader, but also you can do this with your team as well. So I'd be really interested to see how you went with that. But I wanted to follow up with this today and really talk about, well, it's one thing to have values. It's another thing entirely to implement those and think about what we can do in the next moment, in the next day. Now, it's fair to say that, and I don't belittle this at all, but values are the bedrock of who we are. And look, values can change over time, but often values are created through the environments that we've been a part of, and some of them are linked to the beliefs that we have, and therefore what we hold to be dear and dear to our heart and what's important to us, obviously. But values can change based on circumstances, values can change based on evolution, and values can change based on changing environments. But what doesn't change is the focus on the importance of values in what we do every single day and who we are as a leader. So the purpose of today is I've been talking to a lot of leaders in particular across many different industries, probably over the last 6 or so months, and many of them are doing it really tough. Many of them are really struggling, not so much just because of the COVID, but some of the things that have happened as a result of COVID in terms of the way that they're now expected to work, but the expectations that are continuing to be placed upon them in terms of continuing to drive that really high level of performance, and sometimes from a company point of view, uncompromising in the demands for the achievement of results at the end of the day, irrespective of what the market is saying and irrespective of the situation that we find ourselves from a health and well-being perspective, given that we've had and still going through the COVID pandemic. And one of the key themes that have come out of this is, and working with and just observing people, but I've also worked with a lot of people as well, they're not sure about what to focus on. They've lost sense of what's important, and they've lost sense of where should I be placing my attention and what should I be focusing on and what should I be trying to hit in terms of targets and goals. And in a kind of negative way, they're suffering from what I want to term shiny thing syndrome, but not the normal shiny thing syndrome that I normally see people suffering from. And these people that normally suffer from this sort of condition are really excitable, and they're always looking for the next opportunity. It's like the whack-a-mole. You're looking at the whack-a-mole that pops up out of the hole in the ground. You've got a hammer, you want to smack it on the head, and then all of a sudden you do that, another one pops up. They're looking all over the place. But this is a different thing. They're thinking about, I don't know whether I'm coming or going, and I don't know what to focus on. So I'm getting all this information from people. I'm hearing my leaders talk about what they need us to be focusing on. I've got management consultants all over me talking about this is the latest and greatest method or methodology or process or framework. And so they're plugging into, gurus, quote unquote, who are pushing the latest hack as a way to shortcut the process. And quite frankly, there is no shortcut. There is no shortcut. So one of the key things that I learned very early on in my career, and it comes from a mentor that I've never met, but I'm connected with, never met in person, but certainly spoken with and had correspondence and worked with remotely, is never ever be satisfied with where you're at. Be satisfied and happy with who you are, but don't be satisfied with where you're at. And I think that's a really great theme for today, because many of us are finding it pretty hard, because this is a year like hopefully we'll never experience again in our lifetime, but it's a year that we've had to go through. So there've got to be lessons that come out of that. And one of the key lessons I've learned is there are no shortcuts. There are absolutely no shortcuts. So it's really important that I accept who I am, but I don't necessarily accept where I am. And so working harder on yourself, working harder on myself, looking at how I can get better and get better today than I was yesterday and get better tomorrow than I will be today, it becomes the bedrock of who I am. And that's why values are so important. So I want to weave back into values today in terms of the importance of this. But in the process, think about, okay, where are you at right now? Where are you at in terms of your career? Where are you at in terms of your business right now, in terms of where the business is at? Where are you against target? And what are the expectations you've got either for the rest of this calendar year, if you've got your financial year finishing December 30, or if you've got your calendar financial year finishing either in March or in June next year. So where you're at and what does the runway look like between now and then, and what's the probability of you being able to get to the target? Now, when you look at that, sometimes it becomes really, for some, it becomes overwhelming. It becomes really difficult. And sometimes you look at it and say, my God, there's no way that I'm going to be able to make this. There's no way I'm going to be able to get that. And all of a sudden your self-talk turns it into, well, that will become a reality, because our reticular activating system in our brain, or our RAS, will actually look for evidence to support the fact that you believe that you're not going to make your target. So guess what? You'll actually probably not end up making your target, because everything will be honed in on that, which is why we need to be really, really focused on how do we get better on ourselves and how can we work on ourselves and get better. And this is where values become absolutely critical. Now, what's really intriguing is a lot of people that I work with, when I first start talking to them about values, I think, oh, that's a bit of hairy, fairy, fluffy stuff, isn't it? Until they actually work out how strong and how powerful they are. Because when we find ourselves in situations that many people find themselves in right now, in terms of, you know what, the year hasn't been as forthcoming or as successful or as filled with opportunities as I had expected, and certainly as I had planned. And so I've had to deal with a lot of uncertainty. I've had to deal with a lot of challenges. I've had to deal with a lot of issues. It's not what I thought it was going to be. And it's certainly, and people have told me this, this is not what I signed up for. But here's the thing we need to understand, that everything happens for a reason. And this is where we need to, and it sounds cliched and it's really hard to grasp this, particularly when you're in the middle of it. We have to embrace the process. We have to understand that everything we go through is for a very specific reason. And it's only when we get out of that, that we look back, that we work out sometimes what that reason is. So embracing the process, embracing what we've got right now, and being grateful for what we do have right now, and looking at the positive side of that. It's not about getting satisfied with where you're at, and it's certainly not about accepting where you're at. It's about accepting who you are, but looking at how you can get better, but using where you're at right now as a platform to constantly improve day by day by day. And using that as a platform to grow is where values are locked in, and that's where values really come to the surface that can make the difference between you continuing to, I guess, wallow in the troughs of despair for some people that are in right now, but certainly in the valley. So you go through seasons, you go through challenges, and just when you think you've actually made it, there'll be another challenge that'll be placed in front of you, and it's there to test you. And it's not there to test you to see how good you are. It's there to test you to really think about, well, how important is this goal to you? How much do you truly value the path you're on and the achievement that you want to get to? And are you prepared to go through this to the point where you can actually overcome this, come out the other side, but more importantly, you can teach how to do that to somebody else? And this is what leadership's all about. Beating down the path that hopefully will help others who are coming behind you, who may be in your team, who may not yet be in your team, but may be looking at you and watching you and observing you. How can you help them get through that in a little bit more quicker time than you did because of the things you learned having gone through that process? And this is where values are absolutely critical. So think about where you're at right now. Don't necessarily be satisfied with where you're at, but embrace where you're at. Understand that you're there for a very particular reason. Understand now what's important to you. And this is where you need to, if you haven't done your values exercise, it's really critical to understand what it is that I'm really, really passionate about. What is it that I'm really dialed into? What's really important? What makes me? Who am I? What do I value? And how can I use these values to let me take the next step? Now, understand also there's no shortcuts, right? There are no shortcuts. When you're in it, you've got to get through it. And there's sometimes there's no option but to put one foot in front of the other. But I recorded a podcast, I think a week or so ago, where I talked about the steps you need to take. And the step you take right now is getting you ready and prepared for the next step. So if you're in a challenging situation right now and looking at the end of the financial year looks like, well, it's just too overwhelming, then bring your eyes right back and look at tomorrow. Look at today, look at next week, and look at what things you can put in place right now to at least move forward in the direction of where you want to head. That will give you the opportunity that if you continue to do that, you'll be able to get some momentum up and give yourself the opportunity of actually hitting that goal. But it starts with you actually understanding and being accepting of who you are and being really dialed in on what's important to you, because you'll be tested again. Just when you think you've nailed it, just when you think you're on a home stretch, there'll be something that'll be placed in your path that is another test that you need to overcome. And it's a test of our ability to overcome obstacles, overcome challenges, but to stay in the game and to stay the course that will ultimately determine the outcomes that we achieve, not just for ourselves, but also think about all the people that you are responsible for, that you're influencing and that you're leading. So the key message out of today is don't accept where you are, but certainly accept who you are. And as part of that, accept some of the things that are happening right now, embrace them, look for the good in them, but also dial in on what are those values, what's important to you, what's really making you get up every single day that's going to drive you forward. Because when you do that, you'll be moving one step closer to being that exceptional sales leader. Irrespective of the outcome or the achievement that you get, you'll be moving forward. And that, in many cases, is success in and of itself. So if I can help you, I'd love to sit down and have a conversation with you about how I can help you take your leadership to the exceptional level in about 90 days or less. I'd love to have a conversation. So jump onto my calendar at leadwithdarren.com. Pick a time and I'll be sure to give you a call, and I'll look forward to having that conversation. So until next episode, again, thanks very much for plugging in to the Exceptional Sales Leader podcast. I trust that I'm continuing to add value. And if you'd like any specific topics that you want me to talk about in upcoming episodes, please either drop me a note at darren@darrenmitchell.com.au or drop me a note on LinkedIn and give me a topic you'd like me to talk about, and I'll certainly make sure that I give you a shout out. So until next episode, continue to accept who you are, but not necessarily where you are. And when you do that, all things will start to come into a little bit more better focus, and you'll certainly move forward to being that exceptional sales leader that you know and I know that you're certainly capable of. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.